Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 370 for Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower Wednesday due to speculative chart-based selling. The most frequently traded July contract was down $3.20 at $446.70 per ton. Recent weakness in the Canadian dollar weighed down most contracts, while losses in Malaysian palm oil and huge world supplies of vegetable oil also put pressure on prices. The bias in the market is leaning to the downside. However, gains in the U.S. soy complex helped to limit the losses. Slow farmer selling lent support to values, along with a weather premium in the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 9 to 11 cents, with the July contract up 11 at $9.88 per bushel. Strong demand for U.S. soybeans caught some traders by surprise, prompting some to exit their short positions by buying up contracts. Despite large world supplies and the continuing South American harvest, there is a large amount of optimism over the U.S. soybean crop. One feature of this optimism, though, is a record net short position in the market and some unwinding of spreads. A weaker U.S. dollar helped to support the corn market. Corn was 3 or 4 cents higher. The July contract came in at $3.68 a bushel. Light short covering was a feature of today's activity. Planting in the U.S. Midwest is still behind schedule, which underpinned the market. Next week should be an extremely busy one as corn farmers try to get as much field work done as possible. The USDA reported this morning that private exporters have sold 130,000 metric tons of corn to Taiwan. Wheat was higher, up 6 to 8 cents, with the July contract in Chicago up 7 cents at $4.84 per bushel. A lack of rain in several key wheat-growing states of the U.S. was bullish for prices. Speculative trading was also a feature as short positions helped limit price pressure. Black Sea wheat continues to make life difficult for American exporters as the price of Russian and Ukrainian wheat makes North American wheat seem very expensive. Poor wheat quality in the U.S. appears to be growing, according to a USDA report. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.